My name is Steve Seltzer. As a lover of bureaucracy,
very loud, please.
As a lover of bureaucracy, I'm licking my chops, looking forward to the bureaucratic battle over where we can distribute ballots and where we should not distribute ballots. I don't know that ballots should be a recruiting method and a method that enables voting by people who don't listen. I'm also looking forward to the bureaucratic battle over who is going to evaluate the responses to the proposed questionnaires. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's it.
The questionnaire is not to evaluate which member is going to be accepted or not accepted. The questionnaire is to have a feel for who your listeners, members are. That's all it is. You know, right now we are talking about WBAI being discriminatory, not addressing the needs of the oppressed, the blacks, not addressing certain things. But we do not know for sure. We do not have the statistics. We do not understand who our listeners are. We know who our who the subscribers are. And yet, even with that information, we do not really know who the subscribers are. We know they give money, but we have no idea what's their income, who listens or what. So, I mean, this is to give us an idea of who we're reaching out to and who we need to reach out to. This is not a way of excluding members from participating.
Also, I guess a question that would be to get people's opinions about specific topics. Okay. Are you back, Anthony?
No,
I just...
He's
hi, are
still.
You... Okay, so it's...
I want to address the issue that was brought by Michael, Mitchell Cohen. Just in Spanish, we pronounce that Michael, what the hell. and dealing with... And I wanted the people to think about that, because basically the only way that you can deal of any takeover is by power. If what just happened, it went so far because the lab didn't have any power. The lab didn't even have a real constituency and different community, even when we were working, but it was not real. We don't have enough power when we find out that they took over Pacifica to kick their ass really hard. And to me, what we're dealing here is somehow trying to balance some power that is in paper somewhere, that the lab is supposed to do this, supposed to do that, that the lab has the power. When some national board member is not reporting to the lab, when a national board member is doing all kind of things out of control, and the lab don't have a way to deal with that, don't have any real power to get rid of that person. So that's it. So what we're talking about, and I'm trying to call the attention to the word power, because right now, people do things in the station, and things are done, decisions are made. How we, and decision that sometimes is the same way that they used to make 15 months ago, and we don't have a way how to deal with it because the power, we don't have that power. So, and it seems to me that we are dealing here is power. So what I would like to see, and those proposals, a reflection of some kind that creates some kind of balance in terms of power, that the lab will have something to say, but where is the power from the lab will come from? It will come from the members or from the listener. I call them listener members. And that takes me to the question of who is entitled to vote. When it comes to entitled to vote, if the people think that they're going to call a meeting in any area and have 200 people, and say, if we have a meeting of 200 people, those people are entitled to vote. Come on, are you kidding me? You're going to call your friends, a lot of your friends, and create a meeting, just an emergency meeting, when you beg your friends, look, you're going to have cappuccino and all of that, come to this meeting, and then you're going to vote without question that person, if that person really, really care or believe in what Pacifica is all about. So I think that we should be careful with that. And I wanted to, through this to you, which is, take this as a challenge. Let's create a better WBAI by bringing members, by talking to people, to go to different communities and explain to them what Pacifica is, that they have a chance to support you or to be in agreement with you or to say, no, you run, I won't support something like that, or yes, I think that we are committed to continue doing and supporting this kind of work, what is Pacifica is all about. And I think that some people, I see, are a little bit afraid to really go out and start bringing members and start bringing people who really believe in what Pacifica is telling you. Now, I want to finish with this. I would say that for the people who should vote, I won't support, and you know what's going on here. Like, there's some people, during this struggle, have a chance to know some people. And they are our brothers and sisters, et cetera, et cetera. But they play some weird games sometimes. And if you think that this is like, no, come here and no, you are entitled to run. I mean, it will be all kind of trick here to trick all of us. Okay? And you know, and you should do, I mean, some of us, I mean, I should include myself, but some of the people in this movement, they have a lot of experience. I mean, they've been screwing people for a long, long, long time. They know how to do it. So we should be careful. We should be careful and people, to do a fraud is easy. So I want the people just to think a little bit about that. And the key word here is power.
Okay, Adam.
I think how the takeover happened was there was no accountability whatsoever. There was a gag rule. The producers and all the people, the lab, there was no revolt at anywhere to let the Lister sponsors know, the people that paid for this whole network all this time, to inform them that there was a takeover. And it was well known since 1995 or 1996 here. People at the table were fighting it and didn't speak out on the air. We have a serious problem with people deciding third-party members to care about our station. You know, if we go out to bring these constituency groups that don't listen, if they're not a listener, they don't care. And they don't deserve to have a part in our network that we care about, because they will care about how they're going to get their agenda placed on here. Yes, Pacific is all about, it has changed. Pacifica's use has changed over the years since the beginning. It was, you know, bringing culture and all these things. And I think culture should come back. You know, I don't think it just should be like even a network where just everybody's problems are consistently talked about in a way that's just that maybe people aren't interested. That there are ways to make all these cultural differences and interesting problems that we're suffering through. And for God's sakes, this issue we have right here is very interesting. But last week what I heard was people for the 2 hours talking about how they could get a show about what they were interested in on the radio rather than talking about the issues of politics, which is what we talk about all the time. That's what the station's about. How come this isn't interesting? It is interesting if you make it interesting. But it makes it interesting has to discuss the real issues, which is exactly power. And if it's the power, the producers already have the power. They control the airwaves. There is no accountability to the program director, anybody. We can't tell them anything. We can't. Their program council is the same old people for the many years. You know, they're going to decide whatever. Unless there is power in towards the LAB has power from the people to be accountable, that they are accountable to somebody, and those people pressure have the power for the lab to have some influence in the station. The station, look, where's the producers? How many producers are here? Where's the management? There's nobody here. They don't care as much as we do because they already have the power. And what are we going to do? So I say any kind of governance that takes place must come from people that care about the network. And I guarantee you, I don't care. But personally, call me racist. I don't care what color the board is in the beginning. If you outreach and work hard, and maybe the first board is predominantly white people. I prefer to have people that care about the network that will develop outreach. The communities, as the years go by, the next year, there will be more people of diversity. But to just put them in the first place, because that is what they are, was what the national board was and everything else. I think we really have to look at, yes, we have to be inclusive. But where are they? Where is everybody? They're not listening. They're not here. Where are they? Where is everybody? And maybe Tuesday nights are bad nights. Maybe this should be on the weekends. I think there's a lot of issues to discuss, but it is about power, and it's about people having power to have an influence over the station. And I think that that's really what we're talking about here, and not just third-party groups that someone thinks should have power, because someone is controlling those groups, and it's not us.
I have a proposal. I think that there are three issues that we've discussed tonight that we need to resolve. There's the issue, we need to define the parameters, which is what the meeting was supposed to be about, the parameters of what a member and who can vote, the electorate. We need to define the parameters of participation. I think it's a matter of semantics. One person says you have to earn it. Another one, Leslie, says involvement. And another person said participation. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're all saying the same thing. What defines this listener member, or what defines the elector who becomes a member of the electorate? That's one thing I think that we need to, that's something we need to come to terms with. And this idea about a task force, and what, which would go out, if I understand correctly, Mimi, you're saying somebody to figure better ways to go out and gather information from other communities, that may very well be something that we need to do. To involve other communities who are not represented here. And also, it's a huge issue, and I agree with everything Miguel said and what Patty said. This thing about defining what the lab can and cannot do, the parameters between the involvement with the national board and how far they can go, that is like at the bottom of a lot of mess that's going on. But I still think this train got to keep rolling. We have to start defining something and have to get something down on paper, which would be about defining this first beginning with defining who's the electorate and then how we want these elections to go. I think none of these things are mutually exclusive. I'd like to see us be able to do them all. And we can't decide this lab thing right now because I think that's going to be acrimonious and it's going to take a while. But I think the task force, which I think, I'm sorry, we do have to include other people. And I don't know if we want to get a sense of the body about whether we want to form a task force who can at least start thinking about how we can involve other communities. Maybe we can do that, a sense of what this body feels about trying to establish the task force. But we have to keep going. And I'd like us to break up into groups. After we decide, determine whether we want to break up into groups. Let me finish, please, Donna. Break up into groups. Get to know whoever is in your group. Decide what you want to do about trying to come back next week with some kind of statement so we can move something along and have something to write down that you talk with people in your group, in your subcommittee, or whatever you want to call it, and you come back with something to present to this body next Tuesday. If, you know, it's amended or changed, or to say, Janice, you're full of it or whatever. But we've got to move this process along. The task force doesn't have to exist aside, I mean, in spite of this. The task force can exist with this, with us breaking up into groups. I think we can talk about having a task force and we can break up into groups. I think we can do both. I don't know.
Do people feel like they want to get into groups at this point?
Yes.
And do people think that we need to have a task force that would be mandated with coming up with some ways we can get involvement of other people? What is the sense of the body?
Okay. Hmm? What are we? Actually, we pay $15 per hour and 58. We were supposed to be out by 10 o'clock, if I'm correct. Am I right? The latest? No, I know, but what I'm clarifying. Are we supposed to be out by 10 o'clock, the latest? Is that what the deal is? Or you don't know? Who would know that? Do you know, Bob?
It's 9:21 now.
I'm going to go ask
okay.
Downstairs.
So,
I'll go do it.
My own feeling is that I don't think we have the time to do it. So let me take a vote.
I'll go ask them downstairs.
How many people feel like we have time to sit down in groups and discuss what's going on now?
Maybe just exchange phone numbers and set a date that you'll talk with each other on a conference.
And as Jana said, to kind of wrap what we've
done and
put it
together
in some kind of concise way. So let me take a number here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, let me say again. Do people feel that we still have time to get together in some groups and discuss some of what was presented tonight? And as Janice suggested, come up with some kind of consensus as to what our opinion is. You know, next time someone can say what our opinion is, what was discussed
concerning
as a group.
What?
Concerning who can be a member, who
well,
can vote, who has been elected, like, period.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So, wait a second. Can I see hands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay.
And can one of those groups be people who are interested in a task force 10, 10, 10. To the end of inclusion?
They said we can stay till 10, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, we can have another group. And okay. Okay, how many people still want to stay as one unit to finish our business right here? Huh? Oh. How many people still want to stay in the same format and finish our business right here? Whatever it's going to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16.
Well,
okay, so we have decided to remain right here. The majority of people have decided there's not enough time to get into groups. Personally, I really feel that this is a process we have to improve. I personally don't feel that we really stuck to the theme the way we should have, and we have to look at ways to do it better. For me, though, I don't mind because I don't think we've ever been where we are now, and this is part of our course of education.
Those who
want
okay. So, anyway, so before we move any further, let me say that there was supposed to be a show this Friday dealing with related issues, and brother, what's his name again, Janice? Anyway, somebody was supposed to be here, died recently, they're going to use the show to have a memorial for it. So we're going to have a show next Friday. So people are welcome to give us suggestions.
I think the name of the one I have is Pepsi Charles.
Pepsi Charles.
Pepsi Charles.
Where are the groups?
Can I make
okay, the majority voted not to create groups. So now we have to decide what do we do with the rest of the time that we have left to us.
Why not? Yes.
Yeah.
Can I suggest that we hear from each of the three people for 1 minute? I'm making suggestions. For like 1 or 2 minutes each, no more than that, about points where they can agree upon and modify their statements to agree upon, and then we can see what we can work with coming out of that.
Let them be the group.
I want to ask whether the proposed task force doesn't duplicate or overlap the outreach committee.
You want out of seat?
No,
yes.
Well, I just have the same question. I think that the idea of a group or I think the idea of a group of people who want to form a question to be more inclusive is a good idea. I would not want to see it be I would not want to see it be under the assumption that that's going to define members as people. I mean, I would not want to see this group to make that a proposal if the assumption is that the other people besides listeners are going to be voters. If that's the assumption, then I would actually. I mean, a task force is fine, and you can make a task force with whoever wants to do it, and you can make a proposal at the bylaws meeting, but I don't want to see this group approving of sort of the assumption that people who aren't listeners are voters.
Why don't we decide what we want to do first, and then we can do that. And if that is it, there's a suggestion by Mitch Cohen that we use the remaining time to have the presenter.
No, I just said 1 or 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Fine. Any other suggestion, Jim?
Future plans about group dynamics, small groups make, that in the future that not be derailed, because that's essentially what's happened.
And I think that the whole,
whatever has happened has not happened. We're supposed to have small group dynamics, not a few people talking and asking questions and sort of acting as the source of information on things. The idea was to get all the people here suggesting their ideas on the issue, which will happen perhaps another time, but that was what was planned in the meeting, because I myself participated in that planning. Secondly, the idea of a task force of inclusion is fine. What about task forces to take the KPFA model and further develop it for this situation? Or task forces to do other things? So I propose that kind of a task force in addition to a task force of inclusion, because a task force of inclusion can be interpreted simply as, in some ways, to create, well, here are the groups that I decide should be a constituent as opposed to other groups, and it can essentially be a way to create a different kind of power structure, albeit whatever what good intentions people have. But I think that the KPFA model, which is the model that the settlement argues for, is a starting point to be further developed, and I call for a task force to take that model and further push it into this situation and develop it.
Okay. Now, to answer your first statement, my position is that we all grown up say we're doing this thing together. If a majority of people feel that whatever is on paper they were not consulted about in the first place, and that they want to change the process, and that what's going on they feel is worthwhile, I'm willing to go along with it. So there might be a price to pay, there's a price to pay no matter what we decide anyway. So.
Okay, I have a couple of things. First, I was supposed to make an announcement that the Interim National Board has a search committee for the area, for the general manager. Each area is supposed to get a search committee for their general manager. Is that correct?
What does the search committee have to do with this?
No, because this was an announcement that I was supposed to make when there were more people than not people. That we are going to have a meeting on the 29th, and everybody's invited to a meeting on the 29th at 75 Barrett Street to nominate.
The 24th.
Pardon me?
The 29th.
29th is a Monday.
So it's after.
Yes, you know, we elected, the coordinating committee elected an interim person, and then on the 29th we're going to elect a final person, and so everybody can come and nominate to be on the search committee for a BAI general manager. So I just wanted to say that Monday the 29th at 6:30, starting at 6:30 at 75 Barrett. That's a PS.
Clarify. This is for the representative for the concerned friends.
Right.
You're voting on
of New York concerned friends representative. That's about that. Now I want to say something about this. Okay, Janice, please. Thank you. Okay. I personally think that the idea of grandfathering the present lab into the permanent lab, that voting model, just my opinion that is not really is not the democratic mode, that if we're opening this up to the world, to whoever we're opening up to, listener, subscriber, or listener, you know, addicts or whatever it is, that we have to start from the beginning, just like the city council, you know, and really start, it's an opportunity for us to reform. And I think that when Miguel said, and many of the people might be elected, but they have to run again, and they have to, you know, they have an insight, like you gave an insight, that no matter what we put on paper here and what's said, that unless you can step in that station and say we're the executive board on some level, in some level about some decisions, then we're not going to have a viable lab. So whether we change the name of the lab to governing, whatever it is. So I just think that's something to think about. And the other thing I think is that these issues must be discussed on the air. That is where, and I understand we couldn't get an ISD line tonight, and this might be taped, etc., but that we must have these discussions on the air, and that people will contribute. And then at a certain point, we might have an in-person-to-person thing. But look, I know how many people, and how diverse the people who came out in Christmas, you know, 19 or whatever it was, when the coup happened. I saw that auditorium. I almost got crushed to death trying to get in. And so I'm telling you that those people are out there, and they are very diverse. And so we have to just build to that again. But this time we're building to that towards interest on the air about the implications of this and what does it mean to be a member. And we'll get there somehow. I think we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves that we don't have the answer tonight.
Okay, the way I see this, I would be happy if we just had some questions, you know, people express their opinion that this meeting did not go the way we wanted exactly, but I feel that we have achieved enough. We can focus the next time. And I'll be quite happy just taking some opinion from different people. And at the end, as a presenter, to summarize the position, and we make an announcement and leave here. So I think
I would like, actually, the three people to summarize their similarities that Mitchell was suggesting as basically the end of the meeting, okay? And then what those who would like to go out there and write specific bylaw recommendations, real language, real words, okay, of how they would like to define who's a member, okay? Any way they want to do it. We bring them back, we circulate them on the web page, okay, the listserv for this thing. We have them out there, we bring them in next time, and we spend half hour, 40 minutes discussing them and have a real strong vote about what we would like to recommend. The second thing I recommend is that the rest of the meeting be taken up with the discussion of the role of the lab. We have done that once in the exploratory committee meeting. It was an excellent meeting, one of the finest we had. Okay? And there was a lot of commonality, I think, in the discussion, not a lot of what I would call disagreement, although we were brainstorming and not debating. Okay? And so I want to draw that distinction. I think you will find if somebody does a presentation of a summary of that meeting, that you will find that there is a lot of good things that we have common ground about, and there doesn't take too much longer to move on to the next stage, which is what's the function and purpose of the lab? And that's crucial to what everybody has been saying tonight, from what I hear. Okay? What is it going to do? Does it have power over the station? How does it respond to listeners? All that kind of stuff. So that's a recommendation for the firm.
Okay. I just want to make about groups versus this kind of thing. From a computer point of view, you have many processes, you have concurrent operations. That's a small group. You get many people giving their ideas out at the same time. So it's more efficient, more people get involved. The average percent of person involved during the meeting is much higher than sitting here one person at a time taking up 5 minutes for each person. Both are needed. But they both are needed. That's all I want to say.
Okay. So, comment and then. What? Comment, you still want to? Okay, go ahead.
Carol, no questions.
Can you find points of similarity between the three of you? And ways that your decisions might have changed in the course of this, ways of pulling it together to create one,
well,
to some degree. Anyway.
Specifically regarding votership.
Election. Yeah, that's all I need to talk about. I don't think there are any questions about voters being subscribers to WBI. That's a real question. Contributors within the past X month, you know, I've been just waiting for this one time, since a lot of people did not know the station
by.
Subscribers to WBS, I mean, people who paid for contributors, people who contributed within the past, 15 months, people, you know, contributed before you trees and then tuned off and just do not know what's going on. So we can make a provision for finding out who was.
That's the grandfather clause?
No, that's not a grand public clause. That's looking for listeners who contributed and stopped listening to the station.
Pre-coup
people.
But they're not far back.
That's to be decided by everyone else. Pre-coup maybe 16 months ago, pre-coup maybe 20 months ago, I don't know. Contributors to any of the three lawsuits against the Old Pacific National Board? I mean, I would take those people as listening responses. Contributor to concerned friends, so maybe that's debatable, maybe not. Individual volunteer, 3 hours. 3 hours could be debatable. I mean, I think 3 hours is agreed upon in KPFA, so maybe we should just stick to the 3 hours or more in a single year. Former Full Circle has followed the idea that former staff who reside in the WDI area have a controversial issue.
What?
What's
that?
Former staff.
Retreat.
There are others who are active at WDI and are subscribers. So I guess low income disabled and other individuals who are listeners but unable to contribute. We have agreed and disagreed on this one. The major sticky point is whether or not we require some proof or effort on the part of those people coming with some criteria that would show that they actually are listeners and do care about the station. That's the sticky point. Paul Sorbell and some other people suggested the idea of
That's the big issue. That's about it. There's another big issue,
and I will reiterate that you want to do after the fact. Well, people want to jump into as though Mount Vesuvius is going to erupt this week rather than next week or 2 months from now. Expeditious is one thing, precipitous is another. If you do not, from the inception of the process, include people, constituencies who are not represented at this meeting and were not represented at the meeting at 32BJ either, which had less than 1,500 people in it, you will come up with a process that is exclusionary, that is hierarchical, and will have a racial component which, yes, some of us think is fundamental to the divide in building a united movement in this country for political empowerment of the oppressed, the disenfranchised, and the impoverished. You can't do it after the fact. Certainly there are common denominators here, and there are other ideas that are creative. But if the only way you look at it is based on what I continue to call the poll tax, the only way you look at it is based on the area of interest that physically presents itself now, without something more creative and deliberative to including prisoners groups, impoverished groups, political activist groups that must have a voice if this station as a communication vehicle is going to be relevant and not merely replicative of PRI or NPR, then you missed the boat. You got to create it before the fact, not after the fact. And again, I would call for a task force and a halt on deciding who your voting membership is until you begin to figure out how, whether it's supermajority, whether it's cumulative voting, whether it's proportional representation, you are going to become, we are going to become a diverse representative body. And we're not there, and it's precipitous and it's biased to take this group as the leadership in making that determination. And that is the fundamental point of disagreement here. I think that people can begin to cohere tonight and come up with, yes, within a week's time, at least the beginning of points, talking points, about how we are going to make an affirmative action approach real to the situation in New York for our station, and much more legitimate than what I think is a sham that presently operates at KPFA.
I don't see too much difference between my concept of a nominations committee, which would be tasked with going into those communities that you mentioned and seeking candidates. Now, this is a little different than you're talking about people who are going to vote, but the nominations committee would have the role of going into those communities and finding candidates and, you know, bringing them before the committee and attempting to recruit them as candidates so that they could become members of the lab ultimately if they were to be elected.
Are they listeners?
We have a pretty popular.
We don't care. They would, you know, I mean, the criteria that I laid out is that they got to demonstrate an involvement in the struggle. And the struggle to make the difference.
What
they
struggle?
Would be listeners. Yes, they would be listeners.
They're they have to be listeners?
Yes, they would be listeners. I mean, yeah, the idea is to recruit representatives of those communities.
How many
social activists are there in New York City that are not listeners? I
mean, a lot. A whole bunch.
One, what are they going to do for their membership? Are they going to be a suffering, poor, bow-legged, breathless, hardest person? Or are they going to contribute to the airways and the programming? Are they going to contribute to expression of the station? I don't understand what you're asking. Who are you reaching out for? What's their
responsibility?
I'm not talking about a bonus before we start.
I feel that our work here, although fruitful in some ways, is somewhat rudderless unless we can actually go to really resolving one issue at a time. I think we really need to get to what is the voter, what is the electorate. My sense is that we have boiled down one really central disagreement or point of contention in that area, and that is whether or not we would include voters who are not listeners or members or subscribers. I think that we need to resolve that, and if we resolve just that one point, we can perhaps move forward to actually molding something about this actually maybe we can decide for the next meeting to just focus on just that.
Can I make a recommendation that we accept that challenge, and maybe the way we just spend the next 5 minutes is that we posit what we think the questions are, refine them, and that our next meeting come back with that answer, whatever those questions are. Whether it was a question that Patty made or an assumption she made about who the listeners are, et cetera, whether it's the brothers back there, et cetera, et cetera. So 5 minutes, and maybe put out those questions, pull them out, and we'll try to come up with formulations, address them, and hold them. So at least we can move to step two.
Do a straw vote on something.
So that was one question.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do also is, I don't think we have the time to actually do what you suggested, but I think we should. I don't think we have time to go into lab questions.
No lab questions.
Next time.
So what I'm saying is that people have to know that the topics are going to be discussed, look at material, do research, and then we can discuss it. You suggested that we do the rest of the meeting. Okay, fine. Rashida, are you still? No. One second.
If we can't make some sort of determination on going forward to discuss how we can be more inclusive structurally tonight. And I guess we're saying we cannot, is that?
No, I don't think we're saying that.
If we cannot, then, then perhaps some people are going to try to work on that can, because to me, there was a sharp difference in the proposals that talked about listener subscribers versus the constituent. And the difference wasn't so much in the functioning, but in the premise that underlie it.
Yes.
And so to try to put some structural pieces on there to resolve it is part of why there's some difference in this room, I think, in that process. And we're not going to settle that tonight. But I felt that there was enough
information for us to concur that we needed to try to look at what had been presented as that constituent approach. So that's why I'm asking, is there any way that we could, you know, agree to do that?
What?
That is this task force.
There should be a task
force. Between now and the next meeting. There is the listserv. Okay. Therefore, since we can't do that, I'm forced to at least make a very short 1 minute comment that we still, as a group, people in this room, we don't seem to get it. The part, please, I'm not trying to self-focus, based on concrete, you know, statements. What I've heard is that it's some other that we're trying to bring in, and that is absolutely not what politically I'm trying to do. The people that we're struggling for are not an other. They are not a third party. They are, in fact, the people that on a day-to-day basis, some of us engage in our activity, our work, as we struggle for self-determination, as we struggle for better rights, on a whole host of issues. It is not something that's comforting for people in the room who say, at least I know if everybody else in this room and those who are what I think are the listener subscribers can make a decision to vote, then I'll be comfortable with who they pick. What we're saying is that you have to go beyond who you already know, who you visualize when you think of a listener subscriber. And that process is not one that I hold the answer to or anyone else in the room, but it is one that we have to engage in some depth. So I'm asking that we don't misunderstand the contradictions that we're discussing right now. What I'm hoping that we can do is actually get some people to move on the question of representation and find practical ways to translate a notion that we are not as inclusive, not on purpose, not by choice, but structurally because of the system that we live and operate in, and that this has, you know, this is a part of that.
11 minutes.
Asking you to break on the rather narrow approaches that we have envisioned at this point to at least take some time to make a practical translation of this question of a constituent group and how that could actually be manifested in some practical ways.